Well, for the Greeks, resurrection would have meant this. Resurrection would have meant liberation and separation from the body forever. See, they were under the impression that the body was evil, that the material world was not desirable, and so they wanted to be separated from the body, from what was material, into a spiritual state. That's what the Greeks thought resurrection meant. The Jews, they sought the following. They sought a future bodily resurrection and restoration of all things. I like that picture better. They were looking for a future bodily resurrection and restoration of all things. Your body, every material thing that you see in terms of creation in the world, all that God has created, they were looking forward to the resurrection, the restoration of all things, but they were looking forward to it at the end of time. The idea of a person being resurrected in the middle of history, while the world continued burdened by sin and by brokenness and by decay, the idea that a person might be resurrected in the middle of history while the world continued burdened was an idea that was inconceivable to them. Oh, they believed in it, but at the end, but that somebody would be resurrected right now in the middle of history? Hold on, is that what you're saying to us has occurred? And yes, that's precisely what God, through the angels, was communicating to them. He is not here. Well, where is he? He is risen. He is resurrected. He is not here. He is risen. He is resurrected. Earlier this week, getting my kids ready for school, and I said to them, hey guys, it's 10 till 8. Addie looks at me, she's like, Dad, I don't know what that means. It's 7:50, Adeline. 10 till 8. She didn't understand that. When we come to the resurrection, when the woman and the disciples came to the direction, to the resurrection, and they're hearing the message of the angels, they're like, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. An inconceivable idea. Here's what it meant to them. Here's what it meant for us. That if the resurrection was true, if it was true, then the new age had begun. If it was true, then the future world had begun. If it was true, then the coming kingdom had begun. If it was true, eternal life had begun. And not at the end, but had begun right now, had broken into history. Let your kingdom come, let heaven come on earth right now. It was happening right then, right there in Christ Jesus. This changes everything about their life. This changes everything about your life. See, some of you woke up today looking at the resurrection, as many of us wake up on some mornings. We wake up, we're like, hold on, what day is it? I don't know what day it is. Is it Monday? Okay, then I have to get myself moving. When we talk about the resurrection, that's the kind of mentality sometimes we bring. Hold on, what day is this? Is this actually happening? Is eternal life, is the coming kingdom, is the new heaven and the new earth, is the future actually now? Is it occurring right now? Yes, it is. That's the message of the resurrection. Now, we see here that the resurrection occurred at a particular time of the day. It says that it occurred at dawn or the early morning. Why? The resurrection occurred at dawn to mark the beginning of a new day, but also to mark a day of new beginnings. See, today can mark the day of a new beginning for you because Jesus is alive. If you've come into this place feeling hopeless, feeling without meaning and purpose, feeling that whatever it is that you have done or what's been done to you has burdened you and weighing you down to the point that there is no future for you, I'm here to say to you that there is a hope and a future for you today because Christ Jesus is alive.